Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Dr. Brett Clay is here, ladies and gentlemen. On the book, Selling Change, 101 Secrets for Growing Sales and Leading Change, it just says Brett Clay. But this book's been out a little while. We have a brand new thing called Dr. Brett Clay, a new title for our good friend Brett Clay. And he's a brand spanking new PhD, founder of CEO of Change Leadership Group and the Actualization Zone radio show. He's the host there, a show which I so far have never been invited to be on, but that's another story. He's our good friend, Dr. Brett Clay. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here. And you have been on the show, actually.
That's right. I have. It's been so long. I forgot. You know, I'm old, so I forget. That's right. I have been on the show. When am I coming back?
Well, as soon as I restarted, it was a little bit on the back burner.
That's right. Oh, yeah, the PhD thing kind of put it on the back. So, congratulations, and I mean that wholeheartedly.
Thank you very much.
People don't realize, if you've never been through a dissertation, which I haven't, but I have commiserated with many friends who have, and it's a gauntlet, isn't it?
It's a lot of work, but I have to say it was really rewarding. I learned a lot, and not just from the dissertation, but from all the rest of the
walk us through the major steps.
Well, first of all, you have to learn a bunch of skills and what it means to do doctoral research, and then I was studying human development and organizational systems.
Mm-hmm.
I really went into this program in order to put some academic rigor into everything I had written in that book, Selling Change.
But first you have to find a school that has the teachers and the program that will get you the focus of your PhD, right?
Exactly, and it's not.
You can't just walk up to any university, any college, and declare this direction anywhere. You got to be accepted, pretty much, don't you?
Yeah, and it's more difficult for what they call a non-traditional student like myself, who's a career professional.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go leave my family to go live on campus and work for a professor for the next 6-7 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you got to find the right environment.
Right. So which university did you use?
The Fielding Graduate University. Happy to put a plug in there. What a great school. And
out of where? Out of where?
California.
All right. So you did this, and your it was in human behavior science,
human development, organizational systems. So the people that go to this school come out and they help executives design their organizations, develop their leaders. They work in nonprofits to help address social problems.
Mm-hmm.
And help people develop, and organizations and people develop and be more effective and happier and everything that you said in the intro. Exactly.
What was the thing that you learned as you were studying and as you were preparing your dissertation? What was the thing that you learned in this program that you absolutely didn't know? It was an eye-opener. It was a revelation, and you wouldn't have learned had you not gone through this educational program.
Well, I guess what comes to mind is the power of reflection. The way that this works, at least with adult learners and people at the doctoral level, is you do a tremendous amount of. You have a question. You want to go research, so you go read a lot, and then you sit back and you reflect on that, and then you write. And the reflection, it turns out, is paramount to how we develop as our as people, as our skills, mm-hmm. our knowledge, our spirituality. The only way that we can get better at things that we do is by reflecting. And that's hard because we're usually really, really busy. Mm-hmm. We don't have time to sit back and just sit there.
What would reflecting, what would you reflect on? Is this introspection? Is this self-analysis? What is
it? You know, a guy that coaches people on how to write, coaches authors, says that if you're going to sit down and write something, you ask yourself a question, and then you sit back and just let your mind go blank and wait for ideas to pour in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I kind of see it. You researched a bunch of concepts. You've got a bunch of ideas from a bunch of authors, and you sit back and you wait for it to make sense for you. Mm-hmm. And so a small business person could do this and think about, let's say I'm an insurance salesperson or a real estate salesperson. I think, how can I be more effective? Let's say I want to research what are the current trends in how to go to market with my properties. I can go do some reading and I can sit back and think, how might I apply this? What does this mean in my practice?
Mm-hmm.
And you literally just sit back and wait for that for that sense to come to you, and it does.
Mm-hmm.
And writing, it turns out, is you know, just go back hundreds of thousands of years to the importance of writing.
Right.
And it one thing that we learn as doctoral students is the power of how actually when you write, it's really thinking. It's one thing to talk, but it's not the same thing. When you write, it mm-hmm. makes you really think.
And have you found that
what you
want to come out comes out when it's ready, not when you want it to come out?
So most professional authors would say they don't have time to wait for ideas to come. They've got a deadline.
Yeah, well, there's that. No, there's the deadline. I have those too. But in terms of writing a book or maybe in your doctorate thesis, did you find that some of the big ideas came out when they wanted to, when they were incubated, not on a deadline?
I think that's true to some degree, but I got to tell you, I had deadlines every week,
yeah.
papers, long
right.
research papers.
How long did this process take you?
It took me 3 years full-time.
Full-time, wow. Man, that's a major commitment.
And the reason that it is definitely, I have to put, business on hold, clients on hold.
Yeah.
And the reason it can take that amount of time is because if you think about a traditional student who's, say, 22 years old,
mm-hmm.
they're working half-time for their professor
mm-hmm.
and then half-time on their research, and that's why it takes extra time.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations, Dr. Brett Clay. Folks, we've never had anyone explain that to us before. I enjoyed hearing Brett talk about that. When we come back, I'm going to ask him to explain to us what purposive means. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.